And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. You're not so tough. You're not so tough. Also, I'm proud that I have no pride. I'm proud that I have no pride. But put up your dukes. That's what I says. Put up your dukes. And finally, when nothing is there, we're there.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. Growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Christ, and his life turned around. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experience with as many people as he could. Then he found K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics? I don't think so. Entertainment and current events, personal revelations, oh yeah. Spiritual observations, sorry. And my life's insanities, what can I do? And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio, it's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. You can take a short break and then come back.
There's nothing I won't do.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
And I remember it the day that I said it, I was standing in my office and I said, there is no God. I didn't believe it was real.
John was an atheist. He felt superior to anyone who believed in God. Until
I came to the conclusion that if I could trust the newspapers to tell me there's a Halley's Comet, why couldn't I trust people that had actually lived 2 or 3 years with Jesus, traveled around Jerusalem, Galilee, and seen the things that he did?
God opened John's eyes to see that he needed to make a decision to surrender his life to Christ. Then John was challenged to share his newfound faith on Facebook.
And I said, oh my goodness, are you crazy? But I did it. And I'm free. Free. Free to love Jesus in a way I've never been before.
Jesus Christ offers you the same freedom. Find out more at our website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. A couple things to let you know right off the bat, which is a saying that has to do with baseball. Right off the bat. That's when the ball hits the bat, goes right off the bat. This segment brought to, I don't know if that's true or not. It just sounds good. This segment brought to you by our very good friend, Sam Rasool. Sam's one of the top real estate agents in the country. I'm not going to sit there and go blah, 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 blah. Look, you're looking to do real estate. You want to do it with somebody you can have confidence in. You want the person that you're working with. You want to have that sense of trust and that confidence that they will do the best that can be done representing your interests, whether you're buying or selling. Are you looking for a little help in the selling process? Are you looking for somebody to come and spend some time with you at your home so you can know what's going on? Are you looking to connect with somebody, or do you know somebody who's looking to connect with somebody who's a born-again, Bible-believing Christian, who's one of the top agents in their field, but is committed to the process of serving every single person the best they can? Well, okay, then get in touch with Sam. I can tell you all the other things. He's got such a big list. And we've been talking about Sam for almost 2.5 years. Sam has given thousands of dollars away through this program to different ministries. And every time somebody buys or sells through him, he donates wherever that person desires. 25% of his commission. It's pretty good. We encourage you to go to thinksam.com. Thinksam.com. 858-780-1SAM. 858-780-1SAM. Thinksam.com. And we appreciate all the stuff that Sam has done, by the way. He's helped support and sponsor this show for quite some time. He's one of our bigger sponsors, and we appreciate his efforts and his commitment. Hey, it's not easy. You have to, you know, take a step of faith. And the Lord's blessed him in a few different areas. He's blessed us through Sam. And it's a mutual respect, love, appreciation, commitment to the kingdom, commitment to one another relationship. If you have anything going on in real estate, thinksam.com. Just that easy. Okay? All right. Guess who I talked to today? Steve Wheeler. Yay! Back, safe, sound. Sounds a little tired. Yeah, when you travel on an airplane 9,000 hours, yeah, you know, it has that effect on you. Anyway, he's going to be filling in for me next week for a day where I'll be out going to the doctor, getting some x-rays for some back work. Thank you very much. And what's going to take place is he's going to fill in for me, tell you about the trip. He's got so many stories and so many pictures. He can't show you the pictures, but he can tell you the stories. How about that? You want to go to whitefields.org if you want to get a glimpse of what Steve just went through traveling in the red zone and sharing the gospel in places that were, could, you know, potentially dangerous there. I mean, that's, and he's there with his wife. It's like, wow. Whitefields.org, that's their website. Steve Wheeler and Coral, his wife, great people. I encourage you to support them through prayer. I encourage you to support them through financial partnership. Give him a call at 760-846-8610, 760-846-8610. All right, before we get on, do we have music for this first? Okay. So before we do the segment, which our segment is called You're Not So Tough, we have this Hillsong Let Hope Rise, the movie. I have this in my hand. It's Hillsong. So PureFlix, which is one of our favorite Christian film distributors, has put this together as a movie, Hillsong, Let Hope Rise, the movie. And it features the performances of Oceans, Hosanna, From the Inside Out, Touch the Sky, With Everything, a whole bunch more, plus behind the scenes and some of the prayers and some of the ministry. So we're giving a few of these away today. Your job, if you decide you want one, is to, are we, we're going to, they don't, do they have to pick them up or can we send them in the mail?
No, they need to pick them up at the station.
They do need to pick them up. See, sorry, folks, I can't change the rule.
But they get to come and see the station.
Yeah, well, that's true. You can get a small tour of the station. You call 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. If you want to get Hillsong, Let Hope Rise, the movie. Now, if we have a couple people, if you call, I just want to get this squared. I have a bunch of these. So, and I don't mean a bunch, as in like 50. But, I mean, if you call and nobody answers, just hang in there and give Tugboat Todd, Tugboat, give him the chance to get to you. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473 to get the, it's a movie. It's called Hills, Pure Flix Presents Hillsong, Let Hope Rise. Boy, that's pretty good that they got these on the performance. Oceans, Hosanna, From the Inside Out, Touch the Sky, With Everything. What do you think?
That's pretty good, you know, and if you win it and come down soon enough, you can give it to someone, the extra copy to someone for Christmas.
Oh, what a great idea. So instead of spending $25 on a Christmas present or $30, I don't even know how much this is. This is probably expensive. There's a Christmas present just waiting for you right here to give to somebody, whether it's yourself or somebody else. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Let's see what happens there. You don't have to freak out to get there. Let's talk about this first DDD. We're limited in time, so I'm going to do the story first, which is a classic story. It's called You're Not So Tough. You're Not So Tough. Ready? You ready for the story? We're not going to get to the scripture, but let's do the story. It's called The Lighthouse Story. On a dark, foggy night, a ship came upon the light of another vessel. The captain radioed his counterpart, "Please divert your course 15 degrees to the north to avoid a collision." Through the crackly radio came the reply, Recommend you divert your course 15 degrees to the south to avoid a collision. The captain stood his ground. He radioed, "This is the captain of the United States Navy ship. I say again, divert your course." Again came the reply, "No, I say again, you divert your course." Outraged, the captain spoke loudly into the radio. "This is the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln, the second largest ship in the United States Atlantic Fleet. We are accompanied by three destroyers, three cruisers, and numerous support vessels. I demand that you change your course 15 degrees north." That's 15 degrees north. And came the reply, "This is a lighthouse. Your call." You get it? You get it? Come on, you got to be able to get that. Big, thank you, Tugboat Todd. Big ship. We're big. We can do what we want. This is a lighthouse. You're about to crash inland. Not so tough, folks. Can we be honest? There's this sense about a lot of us that we are just so tough, so strong. We are so superior. We're, after all, we're the human race. We prevail. But I do want you to know that if you ever check out Numbers chapter 22, verses 21 through 33, you're going to find out that God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. I think that speaks volumes in the realms of life. God used a donkey to rebuke a prophet. In Numbers chapter 22, verses 21 through 33. And Kevin, our own Kevin Davis, always found us saying, well, he was a false prophet. And it's like, yes, but the point of the story is that God used the donkey, right? It's not Shrek here. He used the donkey to rebuke a quote-unquote prophet. Before we get a little too high in the britches, before we're a little too strong in the attitude, before we're a little too prideful, before we think we know everything, before we're so strong and so wise in all the things that we've encountered, maybe we should take it down just a little, recognizing that when God really tries to get a hold of people, sometimes he uses animals to make his communication. You're going to see when we come back how serious that is. But I want you to catch the picture. Sometimes we think we're a battleship and we can take on anything except a lighthouse. And sometimes we think we're really smart and we know what's going on and we know the best way to operate, except when God has to talk to us through a donkey, which speaks volumes for us to catch. It's like, take a step down, take a deep breath. Let's see how far God goes with this whole animal thing. When we come back, let's see why it is imperative for you and I to walk humbly with our God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Hey, KPRZ friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted KPRZ partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
145,000 Compassion-sponsored children in India are in danger of losing their support by Christmas. This is Truth Itself. I'm Bob Dittmer. Compassion International is weeks away from permanently withdrawing from India, according to its testimony this week to a congressional committee. The Christian Charities lead attorney, Stephen Oakley, told the House Foreign Affairs Committee, "What we're experiencing is an unprecedented, highly coordinated, deliberate, and systematic attack intended to drive us out." Compassion began working in India in 1968. Today, its 580 Indian staff development centers care for more than 145,000 children. That's about 8% of the 1.9 million children assisted by Compassion worldwide, but also more than any other of the 25 countries where it works. Compassion sends about $50 million per year in humanitarian aid to India. That makes it the single largest contributor of aid for children living in extreme poverty in India. Yet Indian government regulators could shut that down in mere weeks. The restrictions started in 2011, when India took steps to regulate organizations it disagrees with philosophically. The move was seen by many as another step toward Hindu nationalism, and thereby adversely affecting Christian organizations. Since then, attacks on Christians and Muslims have increased. As healthcare costs continue to rise, many Christians are feeling the pinch. If you've been forced to choose between high health insurance premiums and huge tax penalties, it's time you considered a truly affordable alternative, MediShare. Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. MediShare is not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable, biblical healthcare. The phone number is 844-49-BIBLE. That's 844-49-BIBLE. You can see these stories and more on our website, truthitself.com. Truth Itself, news that impacts your faith, family, and country.
The David Spoon Experience continues on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our good friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway. If you're looking for anything roofing, you say roof, you say Excalibur. You say Excalibur, you say roof. Roof, 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 roof. Excalibur, 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 Excalibur. You making that connection yet? Roof, Excalibur, roof, Excalibur. It's not subliminal. It's right in your face. Roof, roof, roof. Excalibur, Excalibur, Excalibur. Got it? Okay. 760-743-8803 or ExcaliburRoofing.com or Facebook, Excalibur Roofing. Either way, roof, roof, roof. Excalibur, Excalibur, Excalibur. Got it? Great. Send your complaints to... Okay. Oh, you didn't hear that? Because that was a fast email. I mean, you have to be fast. If you want, you can get a free copy of Hillsong Let Hope Rise, the movie, 866-K-PRAISE. You got to call and be able to say the word hello. If you are not qualified to say hello, I would not do it. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. Makes a great stocking stuffer or a gift or anything like that. It's free, which is the right price. So in the last segment we talked about, and I want to make sure we get right to the heart of it, I wanted to discuss the difference between a lighthouse and a great battleship cruiser. Now, why would I do something that silly as to tell that story, which is about 100 years old? I'll tell you why. Because the scripture says pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Pride goes before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. And too often, we, us, you and me get a little bit of a chip, a little bit of an attitude going, and it comes from a little bit of pride. So the reason that I brought up that story about the battleship cruiser and the lighthouse is because the battleship cruiser thought it was all that, and it was right, and it was powerful, and knew what was right. But the reality was, compared to a lighthouse, it didn't have a chance. And so then I went and tried to illustrate how in Scripture, a number in Numbers chapter 22, the Lord made it clear how he deals with people that have a rebellious attitude, a prideful attitude, an arrogant attitude, a haughty spirit. In the case of Numbers chapter 22, he rebuked Balaam with a donkey, trying to make a statement right then and there. But I don't want you to be outdone by the realities of this. Because there is one man who towers above many others in Scripture and was feared with a large amount of reverence all over the place. His name was Nebuchadnezzar. And Nebuchadnezzar was so powerful, he brought Israel and all of the people into his nation. He wiped out nation after nation, and he thought, man, I'm doing it. I'm just slaying it. I know what's right. I'm powerful. I'm right. They've treated me wrong. They've dissed me. I'm the one that's right. They're all going to pay the price. And it's that attitude of pride that the Lord does not appreciate. After all, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. And that's important to recognize, that pride precedes destruction that comes from the Lord. You got to be careful. As we examine Scripture and get into angelology and demonology, many have concluded that in Isaiah and in Ezekiel, there might be some references to Satan himself saying, I am like the Most High God. Got to be careful, because that's an issue of pride, and pride is not a good thing. Pride is a bad thing when you're using it against God. It's great as a child of God in the proper state, but when you use it in defiance of God, as though you know better, it's dangerous. And so Nebuchadnezzar was taking his position, and man, he's powerful. He's wiping out kingdom after kingdom, and people better listen to him because he knows what's going on. And he was warned by Daniel, saying, don't have this attitude. Don't have this disposition where, you know, you're so powerful, you're so smart, you're so wise. Because if you keep having this attitude, the Lord's going to make you pay. And right then in Daniel chapter 4, verses 28 through 31, it says this: 12 months later, as the king was walking on the roof of the royal palace of Babylon, he said, is not this great Babylon I have built by my mighty power and for my glory and my majesty? And you know what God did? Turned him into a cow. That's what he did. So you're thinking, what do you mean he turned him into a cow? Well, actually, the Hebrew word is shor, which is a beast, a cow, a bull, or an ox. I had one pastor say it was a fox. No. It was either a cow, a bull, or an ox. One of the three. Can't be anything else. And see, the reason that God did that was because Nebuchadnezzar had pride that he was the one that knew. He was getting things done. He was strong. He was powerful. He was wise. He was right. You ever go around in your situation always going, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right? My wife tells me I do that all the time. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is you can't do that. And in my notes, I put, well, thank goodness that pride thing isn't our problem as Christians. Nope, no pride in us. But boy, oh boy, God is certainly lucky to have me. Boy, oh boy, the church I attend, they're certainly lucky to see my presence every so often when I show up. Those lucky people. And that's kind of an attitude that believers have. Listen, when you go to church, you're not doing them a favor. You're doing you a favor. Oh, let me open up my wallet here and give you a 20 out of my wallet because I'm such a nice guy. You know, that is not impressive to God or anybody else. And you ain't a nice guy or a nice gal for doing it. You're lucky that God has a church for you to go to. You're lucky he chose your name. You're lucky you're a part of his kingdom. You're blessed. You want to use the word blessed instead of lucky? Go for it. But you are chosen by God, and if not chosen by God, you're lost. So all that pride has got to be put in the right context. It's fine to be proud to be a child of the Most High God, but not pride against God. And the people of God, not pride against the people of God. It's not good either. I mean, we're ballistic in some of our thinking sometimes. We got to be careful. I mean, if you think about how Paul really kind of defines some of this, he said in 1 Timothy 1:15, here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Paul at least had this respect that he was in a bad position when he compared himself to anything in the kingdom of God and God himself. And took on that humility and said, yeah, I'm lucky to be God's. I'm lucky to be one of his kids. I'm blessed. And we're blessed to be children of God. We're blessed to be in the kingdom. People have asked me for ages, well, why would God do this and why would God do that? I don't know. I'm not God. I can promise you he doesn't look in you and see something so fantastic and look at somebody else and see something so, oh, not fantastic that he chooses you for eternity. Scripture says, Jacob have I loved and Esau have I hated. That was before they were born. It's like, whoa, God chooses who he chooses. You know what you should do? Thank him that he chose you. Because your other option ain't so swell. Right? That's why there's not a lot of pride by which we can operate with. Because if it weren't for the Lord, you wouldn't be listening. You wouldn't hear. You wouldn't have a capacity to know. And that's important. So we need to kind of get a handle on some of that. We need to be aware that we have been blessed, graced, chosen by him. You get out of God's context, he'll turn you into a cow. He'll rebuke you with a donkey. He don't care. So it's like we got to bring that back a little. Ooh, bring that back. Slow down. It's one thing to have bad times and maybe have a chip on your shoulder and you got to work it out with the Lord and get more Christ-like in the process. That's appropriate. It's another thing to hold that chip on your shoulder like you know it all. You know who knows it all? Nobody. Except for Jesus Christ. Are you Jesus? Then be quiet and sit down. That's how we need to do this. And we need to kind of cooperate in that with our own sense of, I'm going to be humble now, I'm sorry. So when we get back, we're going to tell you what happens if you don't do that. This is not the greatest thing in the world, but it's important to know. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Taking a short break, then we're coming back. Don't go anywhere.
From the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ, this is the David Spoon Experience.
What is it, Cassie? Uncle Bob is floating in water like a bad stock. Whoa! We better go help him. Uncle Bob? Uncle Bob!
Jimmy, over here!
Come on, Cassie, let's help Uncle Bob out of that water well. Uncle Bob, how did you get into that water well?
Oh, I tried to fix my roof on my own.
Cassie says you should have used Excalibur Roofing, Uncle Bob. Cassie says you could have just called them at 760-743-8803. Cassie says you could also check them out at ExcaliburRoofing.com.
I bet Excalibur Roofing would have had me covered. And free estimates, too? Oh, gosh darn!
Golly, Uncle Bob. If you would have just typed in Excalibur Roofing in your search engine, you wouldn't be all wet.
You're right, Jimmy. I'll never forget. Excalibur Roofing.
Take the joy of Christmas with you every day.
Our Daily Bread.
Today's encouragement from the Our Daily Bread devotional was written by Julie Ackerman Link. When Janet went to teach English in a school overseas, she found the atmosphere gloomy and depressing. People did their jobs, but no one seemed happy. They didn't help or encourage one another. But Janet, grateful for all that God had done for her, expressed it in everything she did. She smiled. She was friendly. She went out of her way to help people. She hummed songs and hymns. Little by little, as Janet shared her joy, the atmosphere at the school changed. One by one, people began to smile and help each other. When a visiting administrator asked the principal why his school was so different, the principal, who was not a believer, responded, "Jesus brings joy." Janet was filled to overflowing with the joy of the Lord, and it spilled over to those around her. The Gospel of Luke tells us that God sent an angel to ordinary shepherds to deliver an extraordinary birth announcement. The angel made the surprising proclamation that the newborn baby will cause great joy for all the people, which indeed he did. Since then, this message has spread through the centuries to us, and now we are Christ's messengers of joy to the world. Through the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, we continue the practice of spreading the joy of Jesus as we follow his example and serve others. Reach for God's Word any time of the day with the new Our Daily Bread mobile app, or receive the print version at home for no cost or obligation. Visit getodbtoday.org. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.
from the San Diego studios of K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ. This is the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Yeah, I'd whistle with that song, but I would just ruin it. So I'm not going to do that. If you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ.com. So we're thankful that we were able to give away a few of the Hillsong Let Hope Rise, the movie. And we've got a couple more that we're going to give away. So it is. I'm assuming that the person that called did say hello. Okay, they did?
They did say hello. It was Moni. Give a shout out Moni. To Moni. He's a regular listener.
All right, Moni. Good job, man. Good job. You're going to love this. And again, got a few more we're going to give away. It's PureFlix presenting the Hillsong Let Hope Rise, the movie. And this particular movie has songs like Oceans, Hosanna, From the Inside Out, Touch the Sky with Everything, a lot more. We're going to give it away. You have to call and say hello to Tugboat Todd. You have to say hello. Okay? Now, I will accept Shalom, Hola, Hi there. Any of that, I will accept. But that's what you got to do. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. You know, we make these things very difficult. That's right. You have to say hello. Okay. You know, I'm working on it, folks. All right, we're going to get into our next segment. A continuation. We've actually been talking about recognizing that pride can create quite a few problems. Pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. So every time on television when they go, well, pride goes before a fall, that's not exactly right. Proverbs 16:18, pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. If you're going to quote it, at least quote it right. The idea is to understand that when we operate in pride, we're operating in a place that's very dangerous from God's point of view. And when people operate in pride and you think you're all that and you got all the answers and everybody's lucky to know you and aren't they lucky to have you at church and isn't God lucky to have you as one of his kids, when you're operating in that, then you don't know. Maybe the Lord will turn you into a cow just like he did to Nebuchadnezzar. And so it's important for us to grasp one of the key elements in life, and that is the reason why we can't afford to have an inappropriate pride. Now, you have to have some sound reasoning to go behind this. Why can't we afford to operate in an inappropriate pride? Two significant reasons. One, 1 Corinthians 4:7 says this, "For who makes you different from anyone else? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you received it, why do you boast as though you did not?" When the scripture mentions this, it's talking about people and everything they've received in order to do the things that they're trying to do and accomplish the things they're trying to accomplish. So if you're one of those people that says, you know, it's my drive that gives me the ability to push myself to work out. It's my drive that gives me the ability to push myself to save money, to work hard, to do all these things. What you're missing in that is that your drive that you have, you received. You didn't create it. It was granted to you. So when we take the gifts that we have, the developments that we have, the characteristics that we have that we're able to utilize in advancing in life, we need to recognize every one of those elements is a gift from God to the level that Scripture makes it clear in Acts 17 and 18 that every breath we take is a gift from God. So if you accomplish anything, the first person that gets the credit is the Lord, because he gave you breath. And then the flip side of that, just almost going on the opposite end, is understanding 1 Peter 5:5-6, which says, "In the same way, you who are younger, submit yourself to your elders. All of you clothe yourselves with humility towards one another, because God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble." Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time. One of the reasons that we need to be aware of not operating in pride is because that very thing that's inside us, that moves us, that motivates us, is a gift from God. The other reason is because if we do operate in an inappropriate pride, we will find ourselves fighting against God. Now, there's a lot of dumb things you can do. There's a whole bunch of them. A lot of people do dumb things all the time while they're texting on their phone, walking across the street. That's plenty dumb right by itself. People are driving on the road, texting while they're driving on the road, not watching where they're going. That's pretty dumb. But none of that compares to putting yourself in a position where you and God are going to be at odds. There's nothing you can come up with in life that is dumber than putting yourself in a position where God is fighting against you. That's at the top of the list. You understand? So not only that great things that we have that we're able to do, that we have the capacities for, not only do we need to recognize that we receive those, but as soon as we operate in this inappropriate pride that is a defiant pride, we're putting ourselves in a position to be at odds with God. And that's just dumb. That's why the scripture says in verse 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he might lift you up in due time. Humble yourself, or God will help you humble yourself. Do you understand what I just said? Humble yourself, or the Lord will help you. Trust me. Trust me. If you don't humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, he will help you humble yourself. Now, here's two choices. You can humble yourself or you can be humbled. If you do it voluntarily, it won't be as bad. That's all I'm saying. And so the idea is to understand everything you got, every good thing going on, all those great things, your ability to calculate numbers and motivate people, your ability to function and to get things done, your ability to get the right answer and to study well and to respond well and all of that stuff, everything. That's a gift. That's a gift from God. You didn't earn it. God gave it to you. So we have to be appreciative to start. And number two, if you don't function in appreciation and respect to God, you're functioning in an arrogance and a pride, and you're on your own. It's like, good luck. Let me know how that goes. Let me do this now. I'm not a betting man per se, but I'll bet on God right now. I say God wins this. And so the reason I'm bringing that up is not to deflate. It's to appropriate. In other words, I'm not trying to deflate your spirit. I'm trying to just make it appropriate between you and the Lord. Whatever you do, fantastic. Keep doing it, but doing it as unto the Lord. Because he's the one who's in charge. He's the one who's got it coordinated. He's the one that gives these graciousness, these gifts. Every good thing we have, everything we achieve, we get it, including our next breath, because of God. And if we go on an arrogant tear, we go on this position of I'm doing this, I'm defiant. It's one of the reasons that it was so irritating in the fight that the press was having with the government and the Republicans and the Democrats and all this stuff. And on one side, it was, these people saying, oh, this happened because the government made it happen. And on the other side, all the people are like, no, this happened because we did it. And it's like, scripture is very clear. God gives the borders to the government and God gives breath to humanity. The only reason anybody did anything good ever is because God had his graciousness involved. King David said, my goodness extends not beyond you, Lord. My goodness does not extend beyond you. David's like, there's nothing good in me. All the goodness that I do is because of you, Lord. Well, that's there it is. That's why God is not left or right. He's top center. And that's why this is not that way. It's this way. It's a submission and a surrender to God. It doesn't mean that you bury your gifts. You know we don't think that. But you can't be so prideful in your gift as to wear it like a trophy and push it in front of people's faces or think people are inferior to you because of it. Because when they stand before God, they're going to give an account to God, and maybe they did more with their gifts than you did with yours. So you better be careful. You don't know that. But God does. And that's what I want us to focus on. So when we come back, we're going to look at what I think is the ultimate New Testament passage to help us understand how there is only one superstar in heaven, and we're just all a part of the audience that's watching what's going on. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Another day of living.
Hey, I just want to celebrate.
The David Spoon Experience continues on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Hi, this is Brian Newberry, pastor of Calvary Chapel San Diego. We would like to invite you out for a special evening, Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st, 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. That's Coming Home for Christmas with Dennis Agajanian. December 21st at 7 p.m. at Calvary Chapel San Diego. For more information, calvarysandiego.com.
The people of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger, they are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared how the recent election should empower Christians to stand firm.
Now is not the time to slow down. Now is the time to hit the acceleration. Is that we go about our business, as it should be, to live out our faith in a real and an authentic way. And that means to celebrate Christmas. That means to quote Scripture. You know, I was just reading this morning in Luke, where Jesus said, you know, those of you who are ashamed of me, the Son of Man will be ashamed of you when he returns in all of his glory. It's not time to shrink back. It's not time to be ashamed. It is time to stand firmly and boldly, lovingly, but firmly and boldly for our faith in Jesus Christ.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Hey, Tugboat Todd, the music not playing is my fault. So I haven't been keying in on the music, so I apologize for that. Just not that kind of show. Oh, well. What do you say, Tugboat? What do you say? You're killing me here. Okay, Tugboat, we're going to work on the speed factor.
I swear it's this mouse.
What does the mouse do?
The mouse, it jams up on me.
Why don't you give it cheese? Okay. See, it's a mouse. Come on. You can help me here. Why do they call that a mouse anyway?
Originally, well, the newer ones don't have cords, but this one you can see, it's got like a tail like a mouse.
Is that why they called it a mouse?
Yeah. It's really? Like a little thing, and then it's got a tail on it, yeah.
Yeah. Weird. Okay. You know, that's information I probably could have lived without. But I want to appreciate that.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Okay, Tugboat. We're going to leave it there. Okay. So we've been talking about, by the way, we've been giving away these these movies. See how deep we are? What time is it?
We could make a DVD of your DDDs.
I don't know if we could get a rating. Here's the bottom line. We're giving away Hillsong, Let Hope Rise, the movie, which is a DVD featuring the performances, live performances of Oceans, Hosanna, Free from the Inside Out, Touch the Sky with Everything. If you're looking for a great inspirational something to watch, because most of the things you watch on television are trash, and that's a fact, and it's over-politicized and everything else. If you're just looking to be blessed and watch something that's superbly entertaining, this would be it. We're giving some of these away free. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. I will tell you, this is really well done. We've given away a bunch. We'll give away a few more, and that'll be it. So I think we'll give away like two more. That'll be all. 866-K-PRAISE, 866-577-2473. But you got to be able to call and say to Tugboat Todd, howdy. Got to be able to say howdy. If you can't say howdy, see, the first one we did hello. The second one we did hi. Now it's howdy. Howdy. If you want a free Hillsong, Let Hope Rise, the movie. And keep in mind, it is an excellent gift as either a stocking stuffer or a gift that you may want to give to somebody or a gift for yourself. We're winding it down, talking about humility, walking humbly with our God. We've talked about Proverbs 16:18, understanding that there can be a tremendous danger for some of us not checking out, that pride goes before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. Talked about what the Lord does when he has difficulty with somebody and they won't listen or humble themselves. You know, in Nebuchadnezzar's case, he turned him into a cow. Matter of fact, the Hebrew word is shor, so it's a beast, a cow, a bull, or an ox, one of those. Then we talked about the understanding that whatever we have, we've received. I mean, including the very breath we take, the very next breath you just took right there, just now, gift from God. That's a gift. And that walking in pride puts us in an opposition to God, which is not smart. And by pride, we're talking about an inappropriate pride that's in any sense defiant towards the Lord in any capacity. We wind it down with where we understand Jesus is the true superstar on earth and on heaven. And we pull this out of 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 through 29, which says, brothers and sisters, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. God chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify the things that are, so that no one may boast before him. There is only one superstar in heaven, Jesus Christ. And some of the people at the church at Corinth couldn't even handle that, because it's like, what do you mean? We're fantastic people. We're most wonderful people. We're awesome people. And it's like, step back. Scripture makes it even clearer that the Lord has made the poor of this world rich in faith. And look what God chooses. Look at the world's perspective. The world's perspective is that God has chosen foolish things, weak things, lowly things, things that are despised, things which are not. That's the world's perspective. Foolish things like what? Like preaching and church and kingdom principles. Weak things like what? Like 12 disciples, most of which who were fishermen or labormen or tax collectors or doing nothing. Lowly things, which is not popular, which is the attitude that Christians are supposed to have by serving others and sacrifice. And things that are despised, ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing more despised on this planet than people who are opposed to the cross. It doesn't matter whether they're atheist or Muslim, it is irrelevant. Or secular progressives, they despise the cross. Isn't it amazing? People who witness are despised. And all of these things, the foolish things, the weak things, the lowly things, the things that are despised, the things that are not, which is anybody in the tomb of Christ, since it's an empty tomb, are all there to bring to an end the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of men. That's what's so fantastic. God uses the weak, the weakest things, the dumb things, the despised things, the lowly things, the foolish things, the simply ridiculous things. He uses those things to bring an end to the kingdom of Satan and to bring an end to the kingdom of men so he can demonstrate that it's him. Verse 29 sums it all up for us. It says, so that no one may boast before him. There is no person, no being, no entity between hell and the tip of heaven that will ever brag about themselves in front of God. It will not happen. No one gets to boast before God. And so why we look at these things and say, well, praise the Lord that I'm coming to an end of myself, because when you come to an end of yourself, that's when the Lord's taken over. When there's nothing there, that's when we're arriving. When the seed falls into the ground and dies, that's when it's producing fruit. You ever think about that story in John? Because that's when we're coming to an end of ourselves and a beginning in the Lord. So God uses all of these ridiculous things, things the world laughs at, mocks, scoffs, ha, 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 and uses those very things to confound the wisdom of the world and to defeat the kingdom of Satan. And you and I are a part of that. We're a part of the foolish, the weak, the lowly, despised, and things that are not. And we're also used to bring an end to the kingdom of Satan and the kingdom of men. So we keep our proper place and we work in partnership with God and we dance on streets of gold. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break. You'll hear Marty. Then we're coming back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ 1210 AM KPRZ.